This is a Shari. Shana, some say, was a specific gay fashion. Is it named Shari Shana? But others say that it had been in use in the past. Motze Shabbos, Parshas, Spotim, Chafe, Shvat, Tavshin, Pei, Hei. We're in Nehemiah Gimel. Last week we got up to Pasuk Hei. We're in Pasuk Vav. That's Shari Yeshana. Hechazikuv yo yada ben paseach umeshulam ben besodia heima keruhu ve'amidu udalsosav marulav v'richav. So like we said, here it says hechaziku and not banu, because it just had to be strengthened. But interestingly enough, it seems to go together so far. The people that also put a ceiling inside, they also put on doors and locks on the shar. Ve'al yadam hechazik nilatya hagivoni. The Yadon Hameironi, Hameironosi, apparently was someone from the city of Meiron, Anshe Givon the Hamitzpah, Lechise Pachas Eber Hanahar. So the next section of the wall was strengthened in a way that they also provided there a chashuv place. Rashi says, Kise Echad Bana De Leshe Bo Oso Pachas Eber Hanahar. They made a chashuv seat at that gate for the Pachas Eber Hanar was the person in charge of the Middle East, the western side of the Euphrates River. So that was a political post, and he had a chair at that gate. Pasuk Ches, Al Yado Hechazik Uziel Ben Char Haya, Sorfim. Sorfim is a family that Rashi says was called that name because of their handiwork that they did with metal. Valyado Hechizik Chananya Ben Harakachim. Rakachim usually means people that deal with spices. Vayazvu Yerushalayim Ad Hachoma Harachava. This is a hard lesson. And the Mefarshim explained that the word Yazvu here means to strengthen. We're used to the word Yazov means to leave vulnerable. And they say here it means to strengthen. How did they strengthen the wall here? So they explain that the area where this wall was did not have ground behind it. Many times a wall is built with somewhat of a stone behind it. Also in the old city there's places like that. I mean, the coastal is like that for sure. But sometimes...
Why not Hechazik again?
What's the question?
If you're using a different lashon for strengthening... I thought it's Hechazik every time.
Yeah, and here?
Yeah, there's Vu.
Ah, that's what I'm saying. So here they did something more than that. Here, they strengthened the wall in a specific way, like the Masudas explains. Milui ha'afar, lechizuk. They filled it with dirt behind the wall to support that area. So based on where that area was, it needed some more support, and they did that as well. Pasuk Tes, Ve'al Yadam Hechazik Refaya Ben Chur Sar Chatzi Pelech Yerushalayim. We're going to see there were two people, two mayors of Jerusalem, one of each half. So the first half of Jerusalem described here was, there was a mayor, someone in charge, Refaya Ben Chur, and he was Sar Chatzi Pelech Yerushalayim. He was the person appointed over half of the city of Jerusalem, and he took the next section of the wall to strengthen. Val Yadam Hechazik Yedaya Ben Charumaf the Neged Besoy. Val Yadu Hechazik Chatush Ben Chashab Naya. So this person, Yedaya Ben Charumaf, took the next section, and it seemed to be that it was next to his house.
I'm sorry to go back. I think Yazvu means foundation work.
Okay, you could say it's foundation work. I don't have a problem with that.
Because everything else seems to be strengthening the wall, this is strengthening the ground, which means whenever you build a wall, you have to build a foundation and then the wall.
But we only find that they did it. We don't find it was done all over. In their section, they did it.
So whatever section needs a new foundation, because it was...
That's good.
They would need to, yeah.
See, even as it says, it's from this week's Parsha, this word, we know, Azov Tazov Imo. If you see your friend's ox falling down from the load on its back, have to help him out, it says, Azov Tazov Imo. Right? So that's the same word that they were Ozet Yazvu. They helped out the wall. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Mida Sheinis, now there's a different opinion of what it means, Mida Sheinis, the second measure, Hechazik Malkia ben Charim, Zechoshev ben Pachas Moav, Vezmigdal Tanurim. What does it mean, Mida Sheinis? Rashi says it means the same size as the last section of the wall that was mentioned was also the size that was built by this person over here. We're going to find a number of Mida Sheinis over here. Rashi says, Mida Sheinis, we only find this when we discuss walls and not gates. And Rashi makes a point here, all the Migdalim, we have a new mention here, the word Migdal, we have it for it till Migdal Hananel, or the Migdal Hamea. All these towers were towers which were part of the wall, like we know also in the present day, Wall of Yerushalayim, obviously built many, many generations later. But the wall has towers that are part of the wall. That's Midah Shniyah. Some say a different pshat in Midah Shniyah. Not that it's the second amount, but it was twice the amount. Some say it was a double portion, that it's praising them that they built a double size portion. That's Midah Shniyah. Pasuk Yud Beis. Ve'al Yado Hechazik Shalom Ben Halochesh Tzar Chatzi Pelech Yerushalayim Huv Nosav. Two opinions what this means over here, but for sure, there was a man named Shalom ben Halochesh. He was the mayor of the second half of Yerushalayim. He took the next section of the wall, and two pshatim. Either he built it together with his daughters, that's how Rashi learns, and others say that him and the people of the neighborhoods that were on the outskirts of Jerusalem, that we find that the neighboring areas around the big city are called the bonos of that city, like the daughters of that city. If it is really that his daughters helped him build it, it's unusual. An unusual mention over here. That these were very motivated girls that helped in the building of the wall.
That's how our scroll translates it with his daughters.
His daughters. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Shar Hagai. Now this is interesting. Shar Hagai is a name we're used to. I don't know the history of the name of the entrance to Jerusalem, the road that goes into Yerushalayim, is called Shar Hagai. But I would guess it has something to do with this pasuk. Shar Hagai, Hechzik Chanun, the Yoshvei Zanoach, Hema Vanuhu, Ve'yamidu Dal Saisav, Manulav Uvrichav, the Elef Ama Bachoma Ad Shar Hashfos. And some say Shar Hashfos is the Shar mentioned in the very next pasuk, Ve'shar Hashfos, Hechzik Malkia Ben Rechav, Sar Pelech Beis HaKarem. He was the person in charge of the area called Beit HaKarem. We have an area like that nowadays. I don't know if it's meant to be in the same place or not. Beit HaKarem. Hu Yivnenu V'yamid Bal Sosav Manulav V'Richav. So we do have one of the gates in the present-day Yerushalayim, Shar HaAshpos. And
how do you
it must be named after that gate mentioned here. Yes.
How do you translate Shar Hagai?
So what does it mean, Shar Hagai? Literally, a guy is a valley. Or a ravine. Mm-hmm. What does it mean here? Shar Hagai. How do they explain it in your art scroll?
This is the place mentioned
Gate
before.
The valley.
Gate of the Valley. What?
This is the place mentioned before that he came and broke.
Was that in the list of the places he came and broke? Check it out.
But I could have said Shar HaEmek. If I wanted him to know it's a valley.
Before I mentioned Shar HaAyin, when he came and broke the walls, or he checked the walls, they had different shatim.
Where's Shar Hagai being mentioned?
And check over there if Shar Hagai was there. There's a bunch of places mentioned. Oh yeah, it is mentioned there also. Yes, Shar Hagai is mentioned already there. Nechemya Beis pasuk in pasuk Yud Gimel. Shar Hagai and the Malbim says there that Nechemya's home was at Shar Hagai.
In all these sections, starting from where the Kohanim were, are we going clockwise or counterclockwise?
That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe you can figure it out from the Farshim here. Great, so that brings us back to Shar Hagai, Pasuk Yud Gimel, and Yud Daled. Good. Pasuk Tesvav, Shar Ha'ayin, which was also mentioned before, as one of the places Nechemiah had gone around when he was doing his stealth attack on the walls.
Or surveying.
Shar Ha'ayin, Hechazik Shalun ben Kol Chose, Sar Pelech HaMitzpah, Hu Yivnenu, Yitalelenu, What does it mean, v'yitalelenu? That we haven't found before. Rashi says that he made it into a place that had a shady area. And it's an Aramaic word, like the sukkah is called a metulalta. The tet is a tzadi in Aramaic. So tzel, shade, is tet lamed. Okay.
According to Rabbi Barkley, the lashon of tile is from that lashon.
Very good. True. Right. The tile basuka is to enjoy the shade of the basuka. That's chomas brechas hashelach legan hamelech, and he made the wall of the pool of seams of the Shiloach spring. Legan hamelech, it was towards the side, says Rashi, of the garden of the king. The ad hamalos hayodos mir David, and by the steps that go all the way down from the city of David. It says here, does sound like some reference to the area we're familiar with of the Mayan HaShiloach. There's a question here, which steps are these? It says they go down from the city of David. We nowadays have an area we call the city of David. It's the steps maybe go down to the city of David from the area of the mountain of Har Habayis. Over here, it's talking about steps going down from the city of David. We'll see more about that in a second. Here. Acharav Hechazik Pasuk Tezayin. Acharav Hechazik Nechemia ben Azbuk. This doesn't seem to be the same Nechemia as our Nechemia. Sar Chasi Pelech Beis Tzur. Ad Neged Kivrei David ve'ad Habrecha Asuya ve'ad Beis HaGiborim. So there's different places referred to here. The Kivrei Beis David and a fool and Beis HaGiborim. Acharav Hechaziku Halevim Rechum Ben Bani Al Yado Hechazik HaChashavya Sar Chatzi Pelech Ki'ila LePilchoi. What does it mean, LePilchoi? Rashi says, Me'osa Shrora Chatzi Pelech Bana Binyan Ze LePilcho Chof Tegusha Kasher Yomar Min Melech Malko Min Avid Abdo. So he, as someone that had that position, he's taking advantage of his position, he took the initiative to build this section of the wall, to strengthen the section of the wall, and his position was, he was the mayor of half of the city of Keila. Achrav hechziku acheihem bavai ben chenandad, sar chasi pel Keila. That was the mayor of the other half of Keila. Vayachazek al yado ezer ben yeshua sar hamitzpah, midosh heinis, mineged alos haneshek hamiktsoya. What does it mean there was built next to Alos HaNeshech HaMikzoa? So Rashi says that, just like we mentioned before, there was a place that was the Beis HaGiborim. So there was also a place the Giborim would go to take their Neshek, their
weaponry.
And Rashi says, Lefi Pshuto, it was a specific place next to the wall where they kept the weapons. The armaments. And it was at a corner of the wall, Rashi says. That's what it means, Hamiktsoa. Pasuk Chaf. Acharav Hechera Hechazik Baruch Ben Zakai. And it's written Zabai. Midah Sheinis Min Hamiktsoa. From that corner, Ad Pesach Beis Eliashiv HaKohen Gadol. Till the house of Eliashiv HaKohen Gadol, who was the first one who was involved in the building in the list over here. Chavalef, Achra Vechzik Miremos Ben Uriah, Ben Hakotz, Mida Shenis, Mipesach Beis El Yashiv, Ve'ad Tachlis Beis El Yashiv. So he built the wall all along the side of the Kohen Gadol's house. Achra Vechziku HaKohanim Anshe HaKikar. What is Anshe HaKikar? The Kohanim who were from the Kikar. Do we know which Kikar this is? The Farshim are not telling us which part of the country this is.
Our scroll translates it as Men of the Plain, P-L-A-I-S.
Correct, yeah, that's the Kikar is a plain. The question is which Kikar it is. Is it Kikar Hayardein? Which Kikar is it? Okay. Achra v'chazik bin Yamin v'chashuv neged beisam. They built the area next to their homes. Achra v'chazik Azariah ben Maaseya ben Ananya etzal beiso. Achav Hechzik Binoi Ben Chenadad Mida Shenis Mi Beis Azariah Ada Mitzvah Ve'Ada Pina till the corner. Pasuk Kafe Palal Ben Uzi Mineged HaMitzvah VeHamigdal Hayotzi Mi Beis HaMelech HaElyon Asher l'chatzar ha-matara, acharav p'daya ben parosh. What is this chatzar ha-matara? Well, some type of mishmar beis ha-asurim, says the Metzudos. It was a wall of the prison. So they had a prison there. The hanitzinim hayu yoshvim ba'ofel ad neged shar ha-mayim l'mizrach ve'amigdal ha-yoytzei. So what is going on with these Nesinim? Rashi says that they built the area where they lived. It was next to the wall. And they built that area. Who are the Nesinim? The Nesinim were the group of people who wanted to convert when the Jewish people came into Eretz Yisrael, and they tricked the Jewish people into believing that they had come from a far-off land and they were not really from people from this area, and they showed themselves as if they had had come from a long way, and they were accepted, and then it turned out they had tricked them, and so they were made water carriers and wood choppers. Achara v'chaziku hatakoim mida sheinis mineged ha-migdal ha-gadol ha-yotzei. So here we have again people from Tekoa. Now, do we know what the Ofel is? This word Ofel that came up here twice. It says in Ibn Ezra, it's a tall mivtzar, a tall fortress.
And our scroll says a district in Jerusalem.
Okay, that would be another pshat if it's a district. Okay.
Based on Ezra 2:43 and Yehoshua chapter 9.
Okay. Either way, also Al-Baxter is a place that's very tall. Everyone's saying that it's a tall spot. The Ophel is a tall spot. Pasuk Chavches, Me'al Shar Hasusim Hechaziko Akohanim Ish Neged Beiso. There was a Shar Hasusim. Oh, you say the word Eiffel might come from Ophel. That's very interesting. I thought it had to do with the name of the person who designed it. I don't know if that's true. You could check that out.
I was thinking of the precious gem Opal.
Interesting. Well, all things are interesting. What is the Shar Susim? The Mitsudo says that the Shar Susim was on the height of the mountain. Maybe perhaps if you need to go out to battle, you have to have the horses at the top of the mountain that can charge down the mountain against your enemies. But that's where they kept the horses. That's where the stables were. That's called Shar Hasusim. And the Kohanim took responsibility for that next to their homes. Apparently their homes were also at the top of the hill. Achara v'chazik.
So the Kohanim built that first section.
And then they also built next to their individual homes.
Came back.
Yeah. Achra v'echzik Tzadok ben Imer neged Beiso, v'achra v'echzik Shmaya ben Shchanya Shomer Shar HaMizrach. Okay, so there was someone who was the Shomer Shar HaMizrach, and he strengthened that area. Achra v'echzik Hananya ben Shelanya v'chanun ben Salaf HaShishi, Mida Sheini, achra v'echzik Meshulam ben Brechya neged Nishkasai. What does it mean, neged Nishkasai? It's like Lishkasai, says Rashi. It was his office. He had an office by the Choma. What? He had an office by the wall. What does it mean, Hashishi?
Yeah.
Rashi says, Vanim harbi hayu lo l'tzalaf. Tzalaf had many children. Chanun was the sixth son. So the way you read it is Chanun, who was the sixth son of Tzalaf.
Mm-hmm. Not like the Americans, you know.
Not the sixth.
Louis the sixth.
Yeah.
Achara v'chazik Malkia ben Hatzorfi ad beis hanesinim v'haroichlim. Roichlim were the peddlers, where the peddlers lived. The Mitzuda says there were people peddled perfume. Neged shar hamifkad v'ad aliyah sapina. Ubein aliyah sapina l'shar hatzon. We started at Shar HaTzon at the beginning, so it seems like we're closing off, coming full circle, literally over here. Hechaziku atzorfim v'haroklim. Vayhi kasher shama. Yeah, we came full circle. We got back to Shar HaTzon. Vayhi kasher shama Sanblat ki anachnu bonim es hachoma. When Sanblat heard that we were building the walls, Vayichalo, he got very upset, Vayichatar, but he was full of anger, Vayal Egal Yehudim, and he made fun of the Jews, Vayomer Lifnei Echav, he spoke to his brothers, Vechel Shomron, and he spoke to the army of Samaria, Vayomer.
Did we hear Sanballat before?
Yeah, we heard he wasn't happy at the beginning. Vayomer, ma Yehudim ha'umlalim, ois ha'amelalim, it's like umlalim, oisim. What are these weak Jews doing? Rashi says it means weak Jews. What are they doing? Why are they doing this? Hayazvu lahem, hayizbachu, hayicholu, vayom, hayichoyu, es ha'avonim, me'aremos, he'ofar, ve'hemas, rufos. So what does this mean? Says Rashi, do they really think that the non-Jews here will let them succeed in this building? Are they really thinking that they're hayizbechu? Are they going to bring their daily sacrifices like they think they will? Hayichlu bayom. Rashi says, im yachlu v'yashlimu melachta mashe hiskilu biyom echad lomar shalo yanichum ha'ovdei kerchavim ligmar es binyanam. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither will be the walls of Jerusalem. It's going to take a long time for them to build it. They think we're going to allow them to rebuild it. Hayichyu, in Yichyu, v'yitachnu v'yachzira avanum l'chadmusan. Are they going to bring back these walls to their previous glory, like they were alive and well? Kashos, strong, l'chazakos, min ha'afar, from the burned and destroyed stones that were here. Ma'aremos, from the piles of debris here. The hemasrufos, the rocks that are here, if they're going to use the rocks in the previous walls to rebuild, these rocks are not strong rocks. They're already powdery rocks. So, if they're going to rebuild from these rocks, it's a waste of time for them anyway. Pasuk Lamed Hey, V'tuvia Ha'amoni Etzlo. His right-hand man, Tuvia Ha'amoni.
They mentioned him before.
Yeah, I was with him. Vayomer gam ashehem bonim im yaleh shual uparas chomas avneim. So yeah, what do you care if they build? If a fox decides he wants to run into the city after it's fully closed off by their walls, he can just run straight through the walls because these rocks are just powder. It was like, that's how he made fun of them, says Rashi. Afa binyan azeh ashehem bonim, says Rashi says, ma yehelav lomer sheim lebinyan takana. Anyone can just walk through it. Pasuk Lamed Vav.
For Pasuk Lamed Vav, our scroll puts on the side, this is Nehemiah speaking. But I wouldn't have caught that. It said Tobia was speaking, and it seems like he's still speaking.
So after the Pasuk we just read, after Pasuk Lamed, hey, there's a psucha. That means if you look in a Navi scroll, you'll see there's a new paragraph that begins.
Right.
There's a space. That's how we know that now we have a change of speaker. Shema Elokeinu Ki Hayinu Vuza. So now we have a tefillah of Nehemiah to Hashem.
Also, the words are quite different.
Yeah. Listen, our God. We were downtrodden. We were embarrassed. The Hashem Cherpasam El Rosham. Take their curses and put them back on their heads of our enemies. Utsneim Leviza Be'eret Shivya. Let them be put to shame in the land of their captivity. They should be sent to captivity. And they should be shamed there. The Altichas alavonam, and don't cover up their sin. The Chatosam, and their iniquity, Milfanecha altimache. The Chatosam Milfanecha altimache. Don't erase what they did. Let it be written in front of you, Hashem, to take care of this matter. Ki hichisu leneged haboinim. Because they upset all those who were building. They put a damper on this great project of building the walls of Yerushalayim. Pasuk Lamed Ches, v'nivne es hachoyma v'tikasher kol hachoyma ad chetzya. And we succeeded to build the wall, and we connected all these pieces. It seems like it wasn't like one of these pieces was built, and then after it was completed, the next one was begun. Everyone got involved, and everyone was building their piece, and it all joined together. By he laved la'am lasos, and they had a chizuk. Their heart was strengthened to continue this project. Rashi says, "Kasher niskashra achoma v'nivnis ad chesia." When it was built halfway and it was all attached, perhaps it means halfway of the height. As hayalev ha'am lahuta mashuch lasos binyan achoma. They got very excited. Once they were halfway through, they got excited about finishing it off.
What was the intention of Tuga and this other were they thinking of
up till now, all we see is that Sanblad and Tuvia are grumbling. But for next week, we know the beginning of the next parak will start. Vayikasher Shama Sanblad and Tuvia veHaravim veHamonim veAshdodim ki Alsa Arucha lechomis Yerushalayim ki Yechelu Haprutzim lihisasein veYichai lehem Meod. And we'll see what they
sounds
do.
Like
they make a plan. They get it. They're not going to take this sitting down.
Sounds
so.
Like a prelude to war here.
Yes, it is. Let's see. There's Hashem.
Quick question. Over here we have Sanblat and Tuvia, but I look back where we had Sanblat and Tuvia, we also had Geshem Arami before.
Right, and they'll come again. Robin will join soon.
Okay.
One last point. The idea of everyone coming together to make a success in building for Avodas Hashem is very strong over here. And we have it nowadays in every community that builds shuls or fundraising for yeshivas. Everyone gets together. Everyone does their part. Or if you have an organization like Chacham Lev, we have Reb Usher over here. Everyone gets involved and helps simultaneously. A little bit here, a little bit there. Each person, a little bit, comes together, and eventually you have a full wall.
From abyssal, to Phyllis Issel.
A little challenge. Don't throw it back and say, why don't I do it? It's been over 2,000 years since the Chamia, and we could figure out if this was clockwise or counterclockwise.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some swarm that probably actually map out where all these places are.
So wait for the challenge.
Yeah, I'm listening.
A few years ago, there was something you were involved with where the children were building all kinds of sukkahs. They were doing little models.
Yes.
Why not have other age groups get some Legos or clay or crayon and each one take a section and make a big display, a show of
this in Nechemia. We have to find which paper charts it out. We have to check for me online.
It's here, at least, I don't know.
We don't know what's where. We don't know what's left, what's right, what's here, what's there. We need someone to put it with a map.
The dung gate and the sheep gate and the horse gate, these names are still the same, no?
No, they're not the same names. They took names from here and they stuck them on gates from today. They're not the same place.
But it might be a mirror image?
No, it might just be, they weren't connected.
What do you want me to work on?
Check if someone has a map of the gate, of the walls of Jerusalem built by Nehemiah.
Right. And then the children will...
Yeah, one thing at a time. First, let's see if it's something we can work with. I'm sure someone's done it.
It won't take me 2,000 years, I hope.